This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The recent announcement that Random House and Penguin are getting together has put the future of the publishing industry in question. Old school publishers have been struggling as e-readers have transformed their business. But there is one area of publishing that is not faring too badly. And if you're at home sipping your morning coffee, you might be staring right at it. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
A private equity billionaire recently bought the London publisher Fiden. It publishes coffee table books, big, beautiful, expensive art books, the kind sold in museums and specialty bookstores. They're $50 or much more for special editions. Michael Coffey of Publishers Weekly says these are good times for lush, handsome books.
The appeal of art books and coffee table books today is getting stronger and stronger as books dematerialize in the digital space. The art book stands out more and more as an object.
Vast color photos, thick paper, sturdy binding, iPad and Kindle can't compete. It's why people who may read novels digitally still pay up to place trophy volumes on their coffee tables. Ellen Fisher is dean of the New York School of Interior Design.
There's something about the level of detail, the color rendition, and the simple artistry of a really well-done coffee table book that can tie a whole room together and bring it to another place.
This is a hotel collection, a hotel.
Jenny McKibben of the New York bookstore Strand also knows it takes more than a rug to really tie a room together. Designers hire her to choose interesting works for their spaces. Her current client is a hotel. The vivid imagery of coffee table books is perfect.
When somebody has 5 to 10 minutes and they're sitting in the lobby, they're not getting engrossed in a book, but they're just having something beautiful to look through.
That beauty, expensive and irreplaceable by a digital book, is what's keeping coffee table books healthy, even while life is pretty ugly for publishing. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.